Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 5 to 7 a.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. You can also find updated news and information about Intermountain Classics on Facebook. This week's Intermountain Classics program features world music from Belarus, Argentina, and Reading. I'm proud to introduce local composer Kate Moody with two selections from her new CD, The Seeker. If you heard the opening for tonight's program, you heard one of these selections, Rachel's Waltz. During the first hour of tonight's program, you will hear Ms. Moody's Fantasy for Electric Guitar and Orchestra. The second hour of the program is a special happy 261st birthday presentation in honor of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Stay tuned for this most unusual and inspiring program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics every Saturday night and Sunday morning on your community radio station for Reading and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you have liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much, and if not, I hope you will consider doing so. Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, and this is Intermountain Classics on your community radio station for Reading and Shasta County, KKRN at 88.5 FM and kkrn.org. The first hour of this week's program features an international flair with music from Belarus, Argentina, and Reading. I'm pleased to present some new music written by local composer Kate Moody, with two selections from one of her recent CDs. If you listened to the opening introduction to tonight's show, you heard one of these selections, Rachel's Waltz. Later in the hour, you will hear her Fantasy for Electric Guitar and Orchestra. Lev Abelievich was a Belarusian composer in the early part of the 20th century. During World War II, he defected from Warsaw to Minsk and devoted himself to composition and the study of Belarusian folk music. His compositions include 4 symphonies, 3 sonatas, and the 2-book cycle Frescoes for Piano, 3 sonatas for violin and piano, and various chamber music and songs. Here is one of his chamber works, a piano trio for violin, cello, and piano. This recording features Catherine Luchtenberg violin, Stephen Pologi cello, and Alexander Tutinov piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Our program has opened with a performance of Lev Abelievich's piano trio for violin, cello, and piano. The pianist in this recording is Alexander Tutinov, professor of piano and chamber music at Southern Oregon University in Ashland. The West Coast premiere of this piano trio was featured last year in a chamber music concert by musicians of the North State Symphony. Astor Piazzolla was an Argentine tango composer, bandoneon player, and arranger. He revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style called Nuevo Tango, or New Tango, incorporating elements from jazz and classical music. A virtuoso bandoneonist, he regularly performed his own compositions with a variety of ensembles. Here are two of Piazzolla's well-known tango compositions, the Autumn Movement of the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires and Adios Nonino, the Camerata Klaipeda and Wilhelmus Sapinski's perform Autumn in this recording. Thank you. Piazzolla's new tango music has brought the bandoneon into the world music spotlight. The bandoneon is a type of concertina, similar to an accordion, which is popular in Argentina, Uruguay, and Lithuania. We have heard two of Piazzolla's tango works, the Autumn Movement of the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires and Adios Nonino. Adios Nonino was written as a farewell to Piazzolla's father, Vicente Nonino Piazzolla. Composer and pianist Kate Moody has produced 7 CDs of her work, ranging from solo piano to symphonic works. Her music is inspired by nature and by her studies of spiritual philosophy. Kate's music is gentle and comfortable enough to be easy listening. Here is one of Kate's compositions, The Fantasy for Electric Guitar and Orchestra. The guitar soloist is George Doering in this recording. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've just heard The Fantasy for Electric Guitar and Orchestra by contemporary composer and piano and composition teacher Kate Moody. The guitar soloist in this recording, George Doering, is a well-known soloist and is a regular in the orchestra for The Simpsons. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program is a tribute to composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in celebration of the 261st birthday of his birth, which occurs in the coming week.